Exercise 3.
Today, on Holidays with a Difference, we're going to be talking to Neville Williams about his holiday company, Floating Holidays. Neville, tell us what our listeners can expect if they come on a Floating Holidays holiday.
Hi there. Thanks for inviting me onto the show. Well, John, we organise canal boat holidays. Our customers travel along the canals, enjoying the peace of the English countryside, visiting historic towns, eating home-cooked food, working the locks, and generally having a relaxing break.
I've got your brochure here, Neville. This is a beautiful photograph on the front. Is this one of your boats?
Yes, that's a picture of a boat decorated in the traditional style. It's blue and red with castles and roses painted on it.
So, what is a canal boat exactly?
Well, John, we actually prefer the word narrow boat. A narrow boat is a long and obviously narrow boat built to fit the canals of Great Britain. Canals are waterways which were used before the age of rail and road travel in the 18th and 19th centuries to transport things around the country. The canals were about 2 meters wide, and the boats were built to fit the canals. When we say narrow, that's exactly what we mean. The first working boats were made of wood, and they didn't have an engine. They were pulled by a horse walking along the side of the canal. The captain of the boat usually lived and worked on board with his family to help him.
But surely narrow boats aren't still used today to transport things?
No, John, they aren't. New technology in transport meant that there have been no more working boats in Britain since the Second World War. Today, narrow boats are used for holidays and in some cases as homes.
Do you mean that some people actually live on a canal boat all the time? Aren't they a bit, well, small and uncomfortable?
They are small, but they're not uncomfortable. Modern narrow boats are 1.8 meters high, so most people can easily stand up inside, and they have all the comforts of a modern home. Central heating, toilet and bathroom, fridge, cooker, and these days, many canal boats have TV and internet access.
So, tell us what kind of holidays you offer.
We offer everything from weekend breaks to longer 1 week or 2 week trips. A narrow boat only travels at about 4 miles per hour, so you will get away from the fast rhythm of modern life. Of course, there's work to be done, steering the boat, opening and closing locks as you travel along the canal. But between locks, there isn't much to do, so you'll be able to rest, chat, and enjoy the countryside. You're on holiday, so you can relax.
You mentioned locks. What are they?
A lock is a way of lifting or lowering boats between parts of the canal which are at different heights. In the old days, many locks had a lock keeper, a man who used to open and close the lock for the boats coming through. He usually lived in a cottage by the lock, but today holidaymakers need to open and close the locks themselves. It's all part of the fun.
And which parts of the country can you visit on a canal boat holiday?
There are more than 2,000 miles of canals and rivers in the UK which you can travel on. They mostly go through open countryside. The Welsh canals are fantastic. Even a short break of 2 or 3 days is enough to see some of the most beautiful countryside in Wales. But many canals also pass through towns and cities, and you can also travel along canals in the Midlands and the North. Really, the choice is yours.
What if the boat breaks down?
You don't need to worry about that. If the boat breaks down, we will send a mechanic to fix the problem straight away.
And one last question. Do our listeners need to know a lot about boats in order to be able to come on a canal boat holiday?
No, not at all. You might be worried about travelling on a narrow boat for the first time, but it's actually really easy. Even children can steer the boat with help from an adult, and you'll soon work out how to open and close a lock.